Glory to Jesus Christ. For the past 2 weeks, I was preparing for a mini retreat that was held here yesterday, here at our parish. And during the preparation, I found a lot of problems because we live in a modern digital age, and truthfully, I did not find any saint or elder who talks about the digital age and usage of cell phones and internet and how they can be harmful in our lives. So that's why the young adults asked for this retreat, so they learn how to maneuver and learn to exist with the technology and still live their full Christian life. So during this preparation, I began to ask myself, where are the saints? Or if we put it in today's gospel language, where are the fishermen? Where are the guys who are supposed to show us and tell us the way towards God? And I think this is a common response to our problem nowadays, because we think that since we don't have saints and the church cannot, and church is not modern, it does not have good answers to the modern digital age that we live in. And if we think that, we are thinking wrong. For example, cell phone usage within our life. We might think it is a little innocent device which helps us with our daily tasks, and it does. Is that cell phone really innocent? Let me give you one point from my yesterday's talk. The more we are involved in technology, the less we are moved by life. And this is one of the 7 points I used as an example yesterday. And I remember a long time ago I saw a picture on Facebook where a photographer captured a picture. And in the picture there was a barrier, and there was a crowd of people, probably waiting for some kind of a procession or whatever. And in the middle of the picture there was one elderly lady who was leaning on a barricade, enjoying her life, enjoying the moment, being in the present. And then there was a crowd around her which were fighting for the best position with their phones. It was like a stillness versus movement kind of picture. It was pretty cool. That lady was living in the moment, making mental memory, while others were trying to capture something they could not. That old lady captured the feeling that she had, and she will remember it for the rest of her life. While those who were trying to take picture captured that moment, with a machine which does not have any feeling. Captured the picture which will get lost within 2 or 3 days. This example says it all. And I do think we get abused by technology without our knowledge, because we are used to it, because we think that somehow this technology will make us better, which it can, if it's used properly. The truth is that if the technology is not making us focused more on God, more looking Godward, then the technology is useless and dangerous for our spiritual life. So while I was researching, I found writings of saints which talk about specific spiritual issues that nowadays are caused by phones. And that saint gave a perfect explanation how to treat that passion which was created by the phone. And then later on, I found another saint doing the same thing. Even though they did not live in a modern age, they already had an answer. One little device can create a huge damage in our spiritual life, because it touches a huge spectrum of eternal spiritual struggles and problems. And those problems fly under the radar because society tells us it's okay, be modern. So now it's normal. So where are the fishermen? Where are the saints? They're here. They're waiting for us to wake up so they can give us an antidote against today's society, against today's world. And I don't remember who printed out the book, but the book is called Path to Salvation. And the cover of that book is very beautiful. Saint Theophan is holding a book, a gospel book, and he's standing next to the path. And there are some people in the background, some group of people in the background, which are already on that path. And then there are some who are approaching and pointing towards the path. And Saint Theophan is just blessing them, giving them the encouragement, go. Take up the cross, learn by the words of God. This is where we are now. We are at the decision making, which way we want to go. Do we want to go on the path or not? We cannot get rid of the technology within our life. But what we can do, we can approach these saints and elders and focus on their writings on spiritual life and learn from them on how to use technology in today's digital age, and even learn to use technology to sanctify the world around us in a positive way. These saints can guide us to salvation, but we have to choose the path, because that only path leads to Christ. Be able to resist the temptation to have our eyes glued to the screens. The screens won't save our souls. Only Christ can save them. Glory to Jesus Christ.